Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Arno is here, ladies and gentlemen. Sam is the security advocate. Yeah, he works with companies just like yours and mine to help them make sure that they got their technology, especially with regard to security, squared away. He's also vice president of Soho Solutions in the New York City area. Scott Arno, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. My audience over the years has heard me talk about, you know, way back when wireless first came in, I had experts on the show talking about the exposure they have when someone taps into the wireless signal between them and the router at the Starbucks. And,
oh, sure.
You know, and of course, in the first security issue we started talking about was just literally putting a spyware and antivirus firewalls on your hard drive and that kind of thing. So we've talked about a lot of the stuff, but as we get more mobile and as we have more capabilities, as we spend more time and connect more and more through technology over the airwaves, especially over wireless, the security issues become more elaborate, don't they?
Of course.
So what are you seeing out there?
Well, new technology means new threats. And, I mean, given the audience, one thing I might want to mention at the outset is a nice little scary statistic. Verizon does a very well-respected report each year called their Data Breach Investigative Report.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 2012 edition, they noticed that approximately 70% of all data breaches actually affect businesses with 11 to 100 employees.
Wow.
Not just the big guys.
Say that again. What's that number again?
70%.
70% of data breaches.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Absolutely. Well, when you're talking about mobile devices in particular, a lot of it depends on what kind of device you have and how you're using it. Now, of course, the main things that are out right now are probably Apple devices and Android devices. And each one has certain good aspects and certain not-so-good aspects. Certainly with Android, you have some pretty wonderful features.
Mm-hmm.
The Samsung Galaxy 3 is probably the best phone out there now, just in terms of...
You're the second person who's told us that this week.
Yeah, well, ask again in a month, it'll be the Samsung Galaxy 4.
Wow.
Now, while these phones are awesome, the problem you run into with an Android phone is, by nature, Google will put out updates for any problems whenever there's a security issue right away. They're actually quite responsive about this. The thing is, it doesn't go directly from Google to your phone unless you have a specific Google-branded phone, and there are a few of those. They're called Nexus phones.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly people get something from HTC or Samsung,
right. And
that will go through your wireless carrier. So let's say you have AT&T or you have Verizon. What will wind up happening is you have to wait for them to get around to pushing out
right. The
update, and that can take the months or even
and
years.
And that's not 0 day, is it?
No, it's not even close. It's not,
it's not even 0 month, is it?
Yeah, they're slow.
Now, so you're saying that Google may identify a threat immediately and get it out to somebody, but by the time it gets through to your carrier, you know, you could already be kidnapped in Siberia by then, right?
Well, hopefully not quite that bad, but yeah, definitely some bad things
maybe,
can happen.
Maybe just Romania, right?
A lot of it then falls on us because we have to be careful with our own phones because, well, they're not going to get us the stuff in time to block things automatically.
What do you, when you say be careful, see, most of us are wandering around texting and using our phone and emailing and using apps and things. We don't know anything about being careful. We're just using our stuff.
Exactly. The funny thing with the phone is, you know, to us, it's a phone, and it does a couple of cool things.
Right.
It's kind of the other way around. It's a very small computer, and you can also make calls on it. That's
right.
A little bit more of what you're really holding in your hand.
Right.
And when that happens, you start to think about, well, on a regular computer, what do I have to watch out for? Well, let's say you click on a bad link.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on your phone. There can be malware on there, which is malicious
right. Software,
and it will immediately attack your phone. You can also run into problems downloading things like games.
Right.
What will often happen is, oh, wow, that game's, God, that's $7.99, but this other app store
this
has it
free.
I should get it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes with some extra surprises, for
right.
sure.
So can we, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen, I don't think I've ever been offered any kind of virus protection for my smartphone.
Oh, it does exist. There are a number
but
of them
you,
out
but
there
you,
that are
you're,
good.
But you know that I'm right. I mean, most people don't even know anything about that.
No doubt. Absolutely right.
Why is
that?
The thing. Why is that?
Honestly, security is a lot less fun than the games are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like I say, we're the wet blanket of the technology
yeah.
world. We're, typically speaking, it's, oh, yeah, protect my computer. That's awesome. I'm going to go watch Idol, but you keep talking. I'm listening. I'm totally
mm-hmm.
listening. And then, poof, off they go, and they're not paying attention, which I understand. But, of course, it leaves you exposed. For something like protecting your phone, there's actually some wonderful software out there. For Android
in
particular, Lookout Mobile actually has a wonderful app for this. And you can actually go on a site called top10reviews.com, which is a site run by the folks who do Tech News Daily. And they will actually break down different mobile antivirus solutions. Another one that's good and free is from Sophos, which is Sophos, British antivirus company.
Right.
They do a wonderful one for
and Android. And they're going to charge me for the is this freeware or is this going to cost me?
A lot of them will have free versions. The
yeah.
one from Sophos is completely free.
And would it slow down the productivity of my device?
It certainly shouldn't. If it does, it's probably not what it
the
appears.
The wrong stuff, right?
And of course, a lot of malware will masquerade as being something.
Does it present as an app? I mean, can I go to the app and open it up and it tells me what's going on like I can when I check my virus on my laptop?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
what you want to do is you want to make sure you
console.
Get it through an official app store. You always
mm-hmm.
want to get it through Google Play or you want to get it through the Apple App Store or BlackBerry
right.
World, whichever
right.
one you want to use. And they'll always have reviews, and you can certainly check through them. If they've got free reviews or something, don't get that.
Are the iPhones as antivirus prone the way the Macintosh is? Are they more
they
like
They are actually, they're a bit better because they tend to be what's called a closed ecosystem.
Right.
If you haven't messed with your phone, a process known as jailbreaking, which
right.
we should definitely talk about, if you don't jailbreak the phone and you're strictly downloading from the Apple Store, it's
you
not impossible
right.
to get infected, but
yeah.
it's less likely.
Right. But see, this still doesn't take care of the wireless breaches that you can get, right? People breaking into the signal that you have. That's
well,
a whole other thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Most
it
people
does
don't
depend
think
on...
about it. Hold on to that thought. Scott, we're going to take a quick break. Give
absolutely.
Us a website. Give us a website, please. Tell us how we can find
for sure.
you.
www.thesecurityadvocate.com.
So check that out, folks. And his last name is spelled A-U-R-N-O-U. And I understand it's pronounced Arno, right?
It's
Scott Arno. And I will be right back 20 after more security issues, especially for your mobile device. This is really important, folks. If you're going to spend more time on your smartphone, you need to know about this. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.